I know you want to fuck me. That much is obvious. You simply cannot get enough of me. Is it my perfect body that got you attracted to me? Is it my sensual voice? My confidence? Perhaps was it all of those things together? The thing is, you want to fuck me. But you can't. It's not that I don't want it. We're just so far apart, it's almost impossible for us to meet and fuck. But you can listen to me. As a matter of fact, you're going to. Because you love my voice. You love listening to my moan as I pleasure myself thinking about you. Most of all, you love being told what to do. It's your favorite. When I take control and tell you how to touch yourself, how to fuck yourself thinking about me, you are in heaven. It's a moment of sheer bliss that you enjoy more than anything. And today will be no different. You will fuck yourself for me. You will pleasure yourself for me. And eventually, if you prove to be a good boy, you will come for me. Be warned, though, that today will not be a typical jerk-off instructions audio. Today, I want to take you on a ride. A wild ride. Off the coasts of edging and denial. You will not come for me until you are desperate for it. And you will happily do as you're told, right? Yes, is not enough. I want you to call me by my name, Curly. I want you to use it every time I ask you something. Every time you are to address me. Yes, Curly. That is how you shall answer me. So, once again, you will happily do as you're told, right? Good boy. That felt good, calling me by my name, didn't it? It is very important that you remember to call me by my name every time. It's a reminder of who controls you, your cock, and your orgasm. Now, I assume you are already naked. If you're not, pause this audio and come back to me once you are. Oh, and while you're at it, go lie in your bed. But don't start touching yourself just yet. Now that you're on your bed, naked, I want you to close your eyes and caress your body. Not your cock, your body. You may caress every single part of your body that's not your cock and balls. Gently run those hands all over your stomach, your chest, your neck. You can move to get to your thighs and legs too. Pretend it's a lover. Or better, me. Pretend that those are my hands caressing your body, touching you, feeling you everywhere, but at your most sensitive place. I want you to purposely ignore your cock for the time being. It may be hard already, it may throb, it may twitch, but you won't touch it. Tease yourself by getting close to it, then feel your hands running away. And don't forget your nipples. Pinch them, twist them, tease them. I want your nipples to be as hard as your cock. I want you to be excited, to be horny, to be needy. Your hands, my hands, sensually caress your whole body. And you shiver with anticipation for what's coming next. And you should. The things I have in store for you. They're perverted. They're deviant. Just the way you like them. Now, whisper my name as you caress your body for me. Whisper my name. I want to hear you whisper it as I caress my body, thinking about you and all the things I want to do to you. You're such a good boy for me. Always so eager to please. I bet you can't wait to take those hands off your body and down to your hard dick. But not yet. Now is not the time. You'll be getting closer to it, though. I want you to take one of your hands and delicately place it over your balls. Cup them for me. Hold them in your hand. Feel how full of cum they already are. You may massage them. Rub them, roll them in your hand. I want your balls to be full and heavy for me. I want you to give me a big, big load at the end. While one of your hands is busy fondling your balls, I want you to take the second and third finger from your hand, and I want you to suck on them. Suck on those fingers as if they were mine, and moan as you do it, as you would be doing if it were my fingers in your mouth. I want them soaking wet. There are the lucky ones that will get to touch your cock first, after all. While you be a good boy and do all that for me, I'll give you a little something to enjoy. Something you like very, very much. My delicious moans. You like the sound of that, don't you? Don't you wish I was there with you, actually moaning in your ears? I know I do. But it's time to get to work on your cock now. You can leave your balls alone. Let your hand rest by your side. The other one, with the wet fingers, move it down to your cock. I want you to rub the whole length, using only the two fingers you're sucking. Make sure every part of your dick gets wet with your saliva. And don't forget to tease that sensitive spot right under the tip. You know which one I'm talking about. The one I'd love to flicker my tongue on if I was here. While you do that, don't forget to thank me. I allowed you to finally touch your cock after all, and I deserve to be thanked. A simple thank you, Curly, for letting me touch my cock is enough. Say it for me. It'll feel good. That's my good boy. You're welcome. Now, you can stop rubbing your fingers all over your cock. I want you to grab it at the base and squeeze it hard for me. Hold it straight up in the air as you squeeze. Is there pre-cum? Is the head of your dick getting soaked in pre-cum? I bet it is. With your other hand, I want you to rub the head and make sure it is covered in pre-cum. If you have foreskin, don't cheat and peel it first. I want you to touch that sensitive head of yours, and I want it covered in that sweet, sweet pre-cum. That's it. Keep going. I know it's sensitive, I know it feels good, but I want you to do it. You want to be a good boy for me, right? If that is so, then you'll do it. I'll give you a little bit more moaning as an incentive to keep going. the head of your cock covered in pre-cum? Is your hand too? Good. Keep holding it at the base and keep squeezing. Now, I want you to rub it up and down, from the head all the way to your other hand. Cover the shaft with pre-cum and make your dick even wetter. But don't go too fast. We don't want you too close to coming just yet. This is only teasing. We haven't even started edging and denying you yet. Take it as a kind of foreplay. That's what I would be doing with my hands if I was here with you. While I tell you about all the things I want to do to you. How I want to suck you dry. Every position in which I want us to fuck. This is only the beginning of our game. But I can promise you, the reward for finishing it is more than worthwhile. So keep rubbing pre-cum all over that shaft for me. And don't forget to moan my name every now and then. I love the thought of you thinking about me as you touch yourself. Of anyone who could hear you knowing that I, Curly, control you and your cock. Not that pretty girl you see and talk to every day. Not that cute barista at your favorite place. No one. Only me. I think it's time to give you a little reward. You've been a good boy. You followed all of my instructions. You deserve a little something to prove you did good. You can let go of the base for now. I want you to stroke your cock. I want you to stroke it really fast. And really hard with one hand. Get yourself as close to coming as you can. I want you to be able to taste your orgasm. To feel it going up in your dick. Getting closer and closer to explode. And then, just as you're about to come, I want you to let go of your dick. Right before the point of no return. Let your dick throb and twitch uncontrollably as you are so close to climax. Perhaps there was one little drop of cum that still made it all the way up, that was ready to pop out of you. But you stop it right before it could. So all that little drop of cum can do is slowly come out, purling at the tip of your cock. Maybe even fall onto your stomach as you try to resist the urge to give yourself an orgasm. It would be so hot. I would definitely collect it and savor it while looking at you and your twitching cock. What's going on? Do you not like it? Do you not like edging for me? Don't be silly. You're just frustrated I didn't let you come. I know you love edging. You love it. Because you know that once you come, it's going to be more intense than normal. You know that an edging orgasm is much, much more powerful than a normal one. And we both know that no matter what, you will do what you're told. Because you're my good boy. I think you had a long enough break to recover from your first edging. It's time to get back to work on your cock. Wrap your hand around it again, but this time, I want you to be slow and gentle. Tease your cock by slowly going all the way up, then just as slowly go all the way down. All the way up, and all the way down. Up, and down. Just like that. Good boy. And of course, don't forget to moan my name as you do so. You are stroking for me. To me. Only I can make your cock that hard. And only I can control the way you stroke it. I know you want to go faster. To stroke yourself harder. But you can't. I don't want you to do so right now. Keep going as you are, ever so slowly. You must be throbbing in your hand, twitching like crazy, leaking pre-cum all over your fingers. But you must go slow. I told you if you follow my instructions like the good boy I know you are, it's going to feel amazing. I'll make sure you're perfectly satisfied. Here, listen to me moaning to the thought of you being a good boy for me. Do you like it? Do you like listening to me moan while you slowly stroke your hard, throbbing cock? You do? Of course you do. You're such a good boy after all. And it's time to edge again. Good boy. Go fast. As fast as you can. Get yourself right to the edge of ecstasy once more. Remember, no coming yet. I know you want to come already, but I don't want you to. I love denying you this pleasure. It'll be so easy for you to just keep stroking and come. But you won't. You won't because you're a good boy who does as he's told. And because deep down, you know, edging feels incredible. It feels so much better than simply masturbating to orgasm. Edging, denying that fast pleasure, only to receive it when you don't expect it anymore. Nothing feels better than that. You can be panting, grunting, squirming. Your cock may be throbbing and leaking loads and loads of pre-cum. You are still going to edge for me. And you're thankful for that, aren't you? As a matter of fact, you're so thankful, you probably want to thank me right now. Thank you, Curly, for making me edge for you. Is that what you're saying? It better be. You're so welcome. You know I love nothing more than making my good boy edge for me. Except, maybe edging him myself. But since I can't be with you, we'll have to do it that way. Such a shame. How I would love to see your face as I bring you to the edge. And keep you there for as long as I want. The sound of your voice as you moan and grunt, and beg me to finally allow you to come would be music to my ears. And your cock, hard, throbbing, twitching, until the moment I let it explode at long last. Talking about your cock, I think we should go back to give it some attention. Why don't you hold it up with one hand, grabbing and lightly squeezing the base? Enjoy how hard and swollen it is in your hand. Enjoy how much it's twitching, as if it's begging for attention. Now, I want you to put your other hand right above the tip, fingers pointing down. When I tell you to, you're going to lower your hand and caress that sensitive head with just your fingers very slowly. I want you to feel how sensitive it is, and how much you want to come for me. Are you ready? Good. You can start. Tease the head of your dick with your fingers. Experience this bolt of pleasure and lust running down the shaft into your whole naked body. You want it. You need it. But more than anything, you want to. You need to be my good boy, don't you? You know you do. You love to listen to me call you a good boy. You follow all of my instructions just so you can get a chance to hear me call you my good boy. That's what you like most. To be a good boy and to be recognized as such. Lucky for you, I do think you're a good boy. I'd even go as far as to say that you're one of my favorites. Doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't that make you horny? If it does, then say it. Let everyone who might hear you that you're not just any good boy, but my good boy. Curly's good boy. That's what you are. Now say it. And keep teasing yourself with your fingers. Good boy. Now stop touching your dick. Take your hands off of it. I want to try something a little different. I'm sure you're going to love it. I want you to take two pillows and put one on top of the other. And then I want you to either get on your knees on your bed or stand by the side of it. Whichever is most comfortable for you. You're a good boy, so I want you to be in the best conditions to edge and tease yourself. In any case, your hard throbbing cock needs to be right in front of the pillows. I'm sure by now you have a good idea of what I'm going to tell you. I hope you're ready for it, because you can't come yet. It would be a shame if you covered your pillows in your sticky cum, especially if you use them to sleep. I want you to fuck those pillows. You can go hard and fast, slow and gentle, however you like. All that matters is that you don't come yet. Fuck those pillows as if you were fucking my soft tits or my strong thighs. I want you to moan my name as you do so. When you're teasing yourself, you're pleasing me. And when you're pleasing me, you are being a good boy. And we've talked about how much you love being my good boy. Now, if it's too much, if you feel you can't take it, and you're going to come, grab it in your hand, your cock, and squeeze it as tight as you can. Until the need to orgasm subsides. Then, I want you back into those pillows to fuck them. Fuck those pillows. Give them the fucking you want to give me. Moan my name. Lose yourself in the bliss. Be a good boy. And remember, no coming. Yes. Keep fucking those pillows. The thought of you going wild. Fucking those pillows as if there was no tomorrow. Oh god, it's making me horny. I wish I could see you. Watch you. I'd be riding over the top pillow. Rubbing my wet pussy all over it as you're fucking into it. Not look into your eyes and see all the pleasure and the need you're feeling for me. I'll see how much you want to come for me. And how much you want to be a good boy and not come until I allow it. I'd go hornier with each moan you let out. Each instance of my name being moaned into my ears by my good boy. Oh, my good boy. I'm gonna come thinking about my good boy. Like I would be coming all over the pillow you're fucking for me. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. I'm gonna come. You're still not allowed to. Understood, good boy. When I come, I want you to stop fucking your pillows. And push your dick as deep as you can inside them. I want you to give yourself another itch with those pillows for me. Yes, while I make myself come. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Yes. My good. Good boy. Good. Boy. Fuck. Fuck me. That was good. You're such a good boy. You can make me come simply by following my instructions. Thank you, my good boy. Now, I want you to slowly take your cock out of your pillows and stay there. Take a moment to compose yourself. We're still not done edging you. I want you to look at your cock. Look how hard it is. How much it's throbbing. Admire it. You got like that just for me. Isn't it great? That's how you get when you're being a good boy. Now focus on the sensations. The feelings going through your cock. It's rock hard. It's throbbing. It hurts so good. And it needs to come. Don't worry. We'll get there very soon. And you're gonna climax like ever before me. Moaning my name, maybe even screaming it. Lie down again, on your back. Take a deep breath. I'm going to make you edge one last time. And then, if you've been a good boy, I'll allow you to come. For me, the perfect reward for my good boy. So, I want you to grab your cock in your hand and stroke it. Stroke it hard and fast. I want you to get to the very edge of orgasmic bliss. And then I want you to ride that edge. You know what I mean. I want you to keep yourself at this very point when just a little too much stimulation can make you erupt. And I want you to resist the need to give yourself that extra bit of stimulation. Keep yourself on the edge until I make myself come again. Like I would be doing if I was fucking you right now. And of course, I want you to say and moan my name the whole fucking time. Beg me to let you come even. I can hear you already. Please, Curly, let me come. In that edge, that need in your voice. Are you on the edge already? I want you to be. I want you to be riding this edge just like I would be riding you. I want you to be desperately needing this orgasm I deny you. It's the only thing on your mind at the moment. You absolutely need to come. Yet, you're such a good, good boy. You're not going to. Not until I tell you to come. If I told you right now, you'd be coming on the very last stroke. And I don't want that. I want you to come whenever I want, however I want. I love knowing that I control your pleasure. That I control your cock. That I control your orgasm. It gets me off so fucking good knowing that you allow me to take control. And that you follow all my instructions like a good boy. Yes, good boy, that's what you are. My good boy. My good boy is edging himself. And keeping himself right on the edge of a powerful orgasm. You're such a good boy to think that you're even wanting my name right now. Edging yourself to me. For me. Moaning my name. Being entirely mine. I love it. You're my good boy. And I'm going to come for you. Please make me come. Beg me to come for you. Please, Curly, come for me. Come for me, Curly. I don't care how you beg. I want you to beg for my orgasm. Because you're a good boy. And you know that my pleasure is more important than yours. And that if you make me come, I will reward you. I'll reward you by letting you come. But not now. I'm going to come. You're not going to. Soon. So very soon, I promise. Just let me come first. Make me come. Good boy. Fuck, good boy. Fuck. Like, that was good. Thank you, my good boy. You can let go of your cock. Give it a little rest. Before the grand finale. Alright, boy. Here's the moment you've been waiting for. Grab your cock with both of your hands. One at the base. The other one right on top. And whatever you do, do not move them. I don't want you to stroke. I want you to thrust, move your hips, and fuck your hands. But don't go fast. I want you to do it slowly, teasingly. Take your time. You're going to feel the orgasm build in your cock as you pump. And pump. And pump. Oh, so slowly. This time, don't stop yourself. You can let it happen. I want you to come for me. Pump your hips into your hands and moan my name. I want you to be moaning my name at the exact moment you're coming. So that you know that you're coming for me. That your orgasm is for me. You've been such a good boy, doing as you're told. Edging, denying yourself. You've said and moaned my name so many times. This is your reward. Come for me. You're a good boy. You deserve to come. Feel it as you slowly fuck your hands. As your hips slowly go up and down. Up and down. It's gonna feel so fucking good when it finally happens. So just let it go. Be a good boy and come. You wanna come. I want you to come. And you're going to come. You're going to come so hard, slowly pumping into your hands. Saying my name. Thinking about me. Listening to my delicious voice. Let it happen. I want you to come. I want you to climax harder than you ever done. I want you to do it for me. Come on, my good boy. Come for me. Come. How did it feel? I bet it was the most incredible orgasm you've ever had. But it was so hard only because you've been a good boy. Only good boys get to come that hard. And you're one of them. But the very best part was that you came hard for me. And now you know, even if I'm not here to fuck you, there isn't anyone who can make you come like I do. So next time you're alone and you feel horny, just say my name. Say my name and come for me. And it's going to feel just as good as it did today. Just say my name.